There was some dice throwing that went on at the foot of the cross. Imagine this scene. The soldiers are huddled in a circle, their eyes turned downward. The criminal above them is forgotten. They gamble for some used clothes. The tunic, the cloak, the sandals are all up for grabs. Each soldier lays his luck on the hard earth, hoping to expand his wardrobe at the expense of a cross-killed carpenter. Here are common soldiers, witnessing the world's most uncommon event, and they don't even know it. As far as they're concerned, it's just another Friday morning, and he is just another criminal. Come on, hurry up. It's my turn. All right. This throw's for the sandals. Casting lots for the possessions of Christ. Heads ducked, eyes downward. Cross forgotten.
You've heard the story many times before. How the soldiers gambled for the robe of the Lord. Their laughter drowning out the Savior's cry. Father, forgive them as he bows his head and dies. And they were playing games at the foot of the cross, so close to his struggle, yet so far from the cost, never feeling the shame, and never sensing the loss. They were playing games at the foot of the cross.
We're so quick to judge them, yet so slow to see how our games resemble ones played by you and me.
You and me.
As we fight for position in the Church of God.
Church of God. We're just playing games at the foot of the cross, so close to his struggle, yet so far from the cost, never feeling the shame, never sensing the loss. We're just playing games at the foot of the cross. We're just playing games. so close to his struggle, yet so far from the cost. Never feeling the shame, and never sensing the loss. We're just playing games at the foot of the fool.